Welcome back to the show, everybody. It's Dina Calmetti here and Susan Davis with Jesus 24/7. And for today, we are going to talk about our End Times News Report, Week in Review. And so much has been happening, hasn't it, Susan?
Well, Dina, we're just never short of information. I mean, I would just be shocked if we ever were, because honestly, every 7 days that we do this, there's more news than ever and more events going on and things that line up with Bible prophecy, which is exactly what we do here every week. We look at 7 days worth of news from around the world that lines up with Bible prophecy, what the Bible said that we can expect to see as we are closing into the return of the Lord. And it is incredible how the Bible is so accurate, right, Dina?
Yes, yes. Every I is dotted, every T is crossed, and everything that Jesus said would happen will come to pass. And, you know, the good stuff too, you guys. I mean, the whole Bible is good. The things that we're seeing in prophecy are things that have to happen. And it's not because of God, it's because of the world and the sin. There's so much sin in the world. So, you know, with sin comes punishment. And so that's what some of these events are. But there's a lot of good things in the Bible, and God fulfills his promises too. It is the good news, right, Susan?
It is. And I mean, it's good from, I mean, here we are, we're going through these headlines internationally. Perspective that we're trying to point out to people is that the Bible is accurate. But you know, the thing that's most comforting about that is the entire book is accurate. And that means you can rely on the words that God spoke in that book from the beginning to the end, from Genesis to maps, right? And so the great part about this is we can trust what's being said in that book. Irregardless of what anybody says to you, that book is extremely accurate. But we're just giving more evidence that what it says in there is going to happen and is happening now. And so a lot of the headlines you're probably not going to get from either mainstream or local news from what we cover. And to be honest with you, we look at international news because sometimes we can get more information about what's going on in the United States than U.S. news can bring us. So it's very interesting. And that's why we like to look at news from all over the world. But we do cover what's going on around the world. Well, Dina, we probably ought to get started because we just have that much to cover today. So let's take a look. One of the things that we have covered in the past is what's going on with animals. You know, animals play a big role of what God foretold in the Bible. Actually, there's different scripture in there that says, like in Amos, that the more the people would reject God, the more God would take away the fowl, the fish, and the beast. And we can certainly see that's going on. And if you want more information, I really implore you to go over to our Facebook page, End Times Mass Animal Deaths. And so check that out and scroll down. You're just going to be amazed at what you're going to see on that page. But here's some news we've added. I want to mention that nearly 140 dolphins and other marine mammals have washed up dead on the shores of Russia's Black Sea coast over the past month. The Dolphin Rescue and Research Center issued this report, and a total of 137 mammals died in the last month. This is a serious figure. This came from Telegram, referring to the group of aquatic mammals that includes whales, dolphins, and porpoises. And so in the past week alone, they recorded 101 dolphin deaths. Around the end of March, they were informed about 26 additional deaths, the rescue center added. So this is some serious stuff. That is not normal. But if you want more information about this, you can go over and check out that page. Now, here's another thing that you can find on that same page. They did a video on what killed, I think it was 750,000 fish in Iowa from a fertilizer spill wipes out rivers' aquatic life. And so a fertilizer spill caused a massive fish kill in southwest Iowa this past month. And the agricultural company New Cooperative Inc. alerted the Iowa DNR of the inadvertent release of fertilizer on March 11th, around 1,500 tons, or I guess that's 260,000 gallons of liquid nitrogen fertilizer discharged into a drainage ditch before reaching the East Nishnabotna River. And the release occurred after a storage tank valve was left open for a weekend. That's a bad day. Okay. So yeah, this is very serious. And these types of events are going on all over the planet and not really in any isolated area. It's just happening everywhere. And these are definitely the signs. When Jesus walked the earth, his ministry started, and we can remember was his meeting with some of the disciples like Peter in the boat. And what did he do? He threw the net over the side when Peter couldn't catch any fish, and he hauled in a lot of fish. Well, that was the beginning of Jesus's work on the earth and the gospel. But now the opposite is happening. The people are rejecting the Lord's gospel. And so now we're seeing dead fish coming into shore like crazy. So I think that's a symbolic message here. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. It absolutely is. God speaks, you know, sometimes in mysterious ways, and sometimes he's blunt. And that's what this is.
Well, as far as bluntness goes, this is big bluntness, right? It's like, yeah. Wow. All right. Well, here's another one. You know, we're talking about the mass animal deaths, but we also have a page called End Times Pestilence. And boy, pestilence comes in many forms. And here's one of them. This is really big news. It's really affecting those in Russia. It's a toxic invasive plant has conquered Russia. That's our headline from the Moscow Times. But this is unreal. Russian landowners have watched a toxic invasive plant species spread across their properties like wildfire. They've been helpless to act. This is unbelievable what's going on. It's talking about Sosnovsky's hogweed. It's a crazy type of plant, but it's a monstrous plant. It can tower up to 16 feet in height. Has spread unchecked across the country, wreaking havoc on ecosystems and landing thousands in the hospital every year. Now, a forestry expert and biologist said he was burned through a tarp storm jacket that he had, and he was mowing hogweed on his property while wearing waterproof fabric. He said it was the hogweed sap that flew from the hand scythe that caused the burns. And he said it took 6 months for these burns to heal. There's something about these hogweeds that give off a kind of toxin, and it can cause third-degree burns. And when exposed to sunlight, can lead to blindness. And if someone has 80% of their body covered, it can be fatal. Now, this thing is unbelievable. A single plant can yield 20,000 to 100,000 seeds, and it's just viral, and it's going all over the landscapes of Europe, Russia, and some other areas. I mean, that's pretty frightening, isn't it?
Yes, it absolutely is.
So we can sure classify that as pestilence, no doubt about it. All right, well, let's keep looking at what's going on around the world a lot, actually. Here's an interesting headline. We had a tragic halt in rescue efforts for 13 miners. Again, we're back in Russia, in the chilly expanse of Russia's Amur region. A glimmer of hope for the rescue of 13 miners trapped underground has been extinguished. The Pioneer Mine, the site of a harrowing accident that has captured the nation's attention, announced a sudden halt to the rescue operation that had been fervently pursued for 2 weeks. And this decision, stemming from an imminent risk of further collapses, makes a devastating moment for the families awaiting the return of their loved ones. And so we had a mine incident. We've had a lot of that going on lately, but now they will not be able to get the 13 lost miners out, it looks like. And that's a tragedy. We've on this show reported quite a few of these mine episodes, haven't we, Dina?
Yeah, they happen at least, goodness. Well, unfortunately, it's been about every other week that this has been happening.
Right. It's almost like a trend in a way. I mean, an eerie trend. I think we can class this in the area of calamity, which is kind of an end time thing. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, I agree. I agree.
Along with so many other things, like anything like plane crashes and car accidents and all of these crimes going on. Basically, there's a lot of demonic activity around the planet leading to this kind of thing. I think we're starting to witness what happens to a world where God begins to lift his hand of protection off of it. And I think that's what we're witnessing here before our eyes. Because to be honest with you, the world has uniformly determined that they don't need God anymore. And so now we're beginning to see, you know, just exactly what he does for us. And I think this is what we're witnessing. The question is just how long will we have to witness it before the Lord's return? It's just getting darker and darker as time goes on.
Well, I don't think it can be much longer, because we're at these prophecies where, you know, I've said this before, where we cannot turn back. We can't. We're too many things have happened. For instance, just one example. We had an eclipse the other day on Monday. Okay, everybody thought, or a lot of people, not everybody. A lot of people thought that that was the day that Jesus was going to come. And of course, he didn't. But we're not going to see an eclipse like that for what, 40 years? Right, Susan? It's going to be like 40 some years before we see another eclipse like that. Well, that's part of these end days, you guys. And that is an omen. That was a sign.
The problem is, I'll be honest with people, is the people that thought that it might happen on a day like that are not following scripture. The scripture says specifically it's going to happen on a day and an hour that you don't think it's going to happen. It's going to be a completely normal day. And so that would probably be the total opposite of what we witnessed on the day of the solar eclipse. I mean, everybody and their brother was kind of out looking for that to happen. So that would not be the conditions that need to be met according to what the Bible says at the point the Lord will return. Absolutely means that we've got to be ready, because at any point in any moment, he could arrive and there won't be a lot of set warnings. I mean, it'll just happen. I mean, people will be standing in line at the grocery store, checking out and reading the magazines on the stands, and Jesus could come. It'll just be that normal. That's so true. We need to be ready. Well, Dina, we had a strong 6.1 earthquake hit off the coast of Fukushima Prefecture in Japan. And, you know, this is serious. That's a pretty good size earthquake. And for it to hit off the coast of Fukushima, I mean, that's really serious. It was reported at a depth of 25 miles. I mean, that's really hitting close to an area that doesn't need that kind of activity anymore. Kind of frightening, isn't it?
Yeah, it's hitting close to home.
Exactly. And so these are the kinds of things that we're starting to see almost every day. And we can't go and not mention this week that we're seeing all kinds of flooding, rain, tornadoes, leaving paths of destruction in multiple states, 9 states with 3 dead. Tornadoes and snow wreaked havoc across multiple states this week in a storm system, destroying buildings, uprooting trees, down power lines, with as many as 27 million people under the risk of storms from Maine to Florida, literally. So incredible things. And you know, you mentioned the solar eclipse. I kind of want to say a couple things about it. A lot was going on around that eclipse. I said last time we were on the air, we talked about CERN being fired up. And I think everybody knows kind of what that's all about. And then we had NASA sending up missiles from part of their APEP program. That's APEP. And that APEP stands for an Egyptian snake god. I think that's really bizarre. We also had a sunspot on the sun that traveled across the sun that looked like a snake. Did you see that, Dina?
I did not see that. No. I wish I would have. Do we have a picture of it?
Yeah, I've got a link for you to check out. It's weird. It looks like a snake crossing right across the top of the sun. And then we have the Devil Comet coming through, which is something you can actually see with the naked eye. You don't really need anything extra. There's a couple horns basically at the front of this comet. That's why it's called the Devil Comet. And it hasn't traveled through this area and hasn't been visible for 69 years. And all of a sudden it comes exactly at the time of the solar eclipse. Now, a lot of people got to see it. I got to see it. I'm glad to say I was able to witness it. And the area I was in, the light really dimmed. I mean, it was kind of an eerie kind of sensation to see this on a bright day, no clouds in the sky, and then just, you know, the light to be dimmed like it was. But there are actually pictures from the space station of what happened over North America when the solar eclipse cast its shadow. And Dina, it is one creepy thing. It looks like this dark blob coming across the whole United States. Just a lot of weird things going on around that whole thing. But yeah, I mean, in the Bible, we see these things as warnings from God. I mean, everybody's celebrating and I'm like going, I don't think this is such a good thing. But again, you know, a lot of people aren't paying attention and they really need to be. The Bible is very clear. We mentioned last week that there was a 7.4 magnitude earthquake that hit Taiwan. And it's interesting to note, in addition to leaving at least 9 dead and nearly 1,000 injured, it was quite an event. There were buildings that were toppling over, just not quite all the way, but just angling. And they were trying to start to dismantle these buildings because one or more of them looked like they could just fall into the building right next to them. But the thing was, they had to quit doing it because they were having so many aftershocks. But I guess now they're beginning to do the work that they needed to do. But it also created landslides. And so there were boulders coming down from the mountainous area that was hit. And so we continue to see a lot of landslide activity all over the world. And if you'd like to know more about that, please head on over to our page on Facebook, End Times Landslides, and you can see where this sparked some landslides in Taiwan. But here's another thing that happened during the same time period of this solar eclipse, which, you know, is also known as like a ring of fire. The volcano Etna in Italy was putting out smoke rings at the same time this thing was going on. There's pictures of this, not just one, but more than one. It's really bizarre. We've had a lot going on. Now, if you want to see more about what we're talking about with the solar eclipse and the sun, snake traveling across the sun and all of these things I've mentioned, including these rings, we've got a page called End Times Signs in the Skies. Please go over there, check that out. We do regular postings. And Dina, we have close to 2 million views last month. So it's a very popular page with a lot of people visiting. And so really head over there on a regular basis because we put a lot of cool things up and interesting for people to look at that goes right along with the Bible. That's what we try to do with everything. We don't just do news because everybody else does news, but what we do is try to lean in and focus on how this aligns with what the Lord said would happen. And boy, things are really moving right now. Dina, I'm going to switch gears. We're going to take a look again at Russia. I don't know. I can't help it. There's a lot going on in Russia. And one of those things is that Russia is having a lot of activity having to do with flooding. It's just been fantastic. They had a dam burst forcing thousands to evacuate in a flood-hit southern region. I mean, I've been hearing incredible statistics about the number of people affected by this. Right now, they're saying that close to 250,000 people may have to be evacuated out of the area because of the banks of the rivers are overflowing and the rain is coming and they've had this dam break. It is incredible what is going on. Authorities reported that 4,200 people in the region have been evacuated, including 1,019 children. They're looking for 495 temporary accommodation centers for over 82,000 people. But I did hear that they're expecting things to get worse and anticipating, like I said, for 280,000 people to be evacuated from the area. Now, that is a massive situation. Well, you know, I mentioned pestilence before, and I just want to let you know they're calling it about trillions of cicadas about to swarm the U.S. But Dina should be able to put this map up. I have a map that I came across that shows exactly where the two groups of cicadas are going to come forth. I mean, they're coming out of hibernation after 200 years. And so I've got a map that we can kind of see. Dina, there's actually places where both groups of cicadas are hitting at once. And I'm happy to say the area I'm in shouldn't have any. And I'm really happy about that. But I mean, I don't know. I guess I don't think they do any harm, but it's really strange, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But we'll take a look at that map so people can see where these bugs are going to be. Now, the bug people are excited about this, but I'm not one of them, okay?
No, I'm definitely not one of them either. I am not a bug person.
Me either.
That's why I love summer and spring. If, you know, just keep the bugs, all right? Keep the mosquitoes, keep the spiders, keep the ants. I don't want them.
The thing about cicadas that I think is strange are the exoskeletons that they leave behind.
Oh, man.
Yeah, just a little odd. But anyway, we did have severe hailstorms and rainfall wreaked havoc in northeastern India's Mizoram this month. And shocking visuals depict the aftermath of the hailstorm with massive accumulations of hail using heavy machinery for clearance, while locals struggled to clear blocked pathways. Tragically, a casualty was reported and thousands of buildings, including churches and schools, were affected. Oh, wow. Dina, these hailstorms are showing up all over the place. And the hail is starting to be so big. We're talking about grapefruit size, tennis ball size, egg size. I mean, I've been hit by rock size hail before, but you don't want to be hit by anything bigger than that. It's just unreal what's going on.
I'm with you.
And a lot of broken windshields and busted up cars. I mean, wow, it is frightening. And that's one reason you don't want to be in tribulation, because the Bible talks about 85-pound hail at the end of Revelation. So we don't want to be here for that, right? Well, we had flooding in, of all places, Alabama. We've had flooding this week in Ashland and Pomeroy, Kentucky. A lot of flooding all over the place. Texas saw a lot of flooding. So just a whole lot of this kind of activity going on. And if you want to keep up with that, we do keep up with it on our End Times Floods page on Facebook. In fact, we can thank Rebecca over there for doing such a tremendous job helping us on Facebook. But we do try to keep up with the floods around the world. And it is something to see. If you go over there, you will be shocked at the enormity of it. It's not isolated to any part of the world. It's all over the world. And it's stunning. And I'm not talking about just little ankle deep floods. I'm talking like up to the first and second story type floods, and where you see cars floating away, that sort of thing. Well, we did also get spectacular drone footage this week, captured a lava flow during the volcanic eruption of Iceland's peninsula over there, the Grindavik area. And once again, that volcano is churning out lava in mass. It's coming out really fast. And we've talked about that in the past, but it continues to go on. And so that's really interesting. Now, Dina, we didn't talk too much on the last show, although it's been a week now. I want to mention that they did have a earthquake in, I guess the epicenter was in New Jersey, but it was felt in New York last week. I guess this is not something that has happened in that area for a very long time, but it certainly is something to note.
I did a couple of reports on this. One I did probably around 5 years ago, and I did another report about a year ago that New York is eventually going to have the big one. Now, people don't think of New York as, you know, a earthquake type of place, for instance, like California. But eventually, you know, there are fault lines in the city. And the thing about New York is, if an earthquake were to hit, I mean, heaven forbid, a 6 or 7 were to hit New York, that would be a very catastrophic situation, because you've got all those people and you've got all those buildings all close together, connected together. It would just not be a good situation if that were to happen.
Experts are now saying that they predict there will be some activity with San Andreas Fault out in California this year. That's what they're calling it. So
yeah, again, there's a movie. There's a movie, I think, called San Andreas, and they showed an earthquake and like a tsunami. If that were to hit in that area, it would be absolutely catastrophic. It would be devastating if that were to happen.
Well, I don't think a lot of people know, but those faults are connected.
Yeah, that's very interesting, Susan. You're right about that.
This is very serious. I mean, and for people who want more information on this, we did do a video called Sudden Destruction. And I really, implore you to check that video out. We talk about some of this. There's activity up there. There has been. There's concern. You know, I've talked about the Calibra event, which is the worldwide earthquake, which hardly anybody knows about or talks about. But all the major tectonic plates are seizing up around the world, and they believe that that's going to happen. And it will, because the Bible says that it will. And so the fact that everything's lining up with the Bible is just more proof that the Bible is accurate. But we've got a lot of stuff going on around the world. Let's take a look at this other information right here. Iran says it's conveyed a rare direct message to the United States in the form of a written statement at a moment the Middle East region is on edge, bracing for possible retaliation from Iran against Israel for the Monday attack on the Iranian embassy in Damascus. Iran now says it's received an immediate response from the Biden administration, which warned Tehran not to attack U.S. facilities as part of any potential revenge operation. Iranian President aide Mohammad Jamshidi said the following week in a written message, the Islamic Republic of Iran warns U.S. leadership not to get dragged in Netanyahu's trap for U.S. and stay away so you won't get hurt. Well, that sounds like some fighting words to me. What do you say, Dina?
Yeah, they're always threatening. I think eventually they will try to go after Israel. And, you know, their target is us too. I mean, they call the U.S. the big Satan, and they call Israel the little Satan. And they're always chanting, you know, death to Israel, death to America. They're always saying these things. And it's like a regular chant.
Well, it's definitely something that only God can solve at this point. He's the one that's going to have to take care of it. We can report on it, but I think God is the only answer for this big problem. What do you think?
He will take care of all Israel's enemies in the end.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, I just want to mention that I have seen this just recently, 3 different young 20-year-olds wanting to sign up for euthanasia because of autism. One in Calgary, Canada, up there in the Netherlands, a 28-year-old autistic woman in the Netherlands, 27-year-old autistic woman in Canada have been approved for euthanasia. And Ireland's trying to get euthanasia laws changed to make it legal. It's just unbelievable stuff. And, you know, here's a statement I've read this week. Young people need suicide prevention, not promotion, right? I mean, wow. I mean, we've got groups out there that are really pushing hard to stop suicide and other groups pushing hard to make it acceptable. I think this is just so much confusion. And we know where confusion comes from, right, Dina?
Oh, yeah. Straight from the enemy.
Exactly. Exactly. But anyway, we had a 6.8 hit the Mog Islands region of the Northern Mariana Islands. Again, that's a big earthquake. We talked about a sinkhole that a couple of people fell into when they were in a store in I think it was Taiwan. They were shopping and they dropped into the ground. Who knows? Maybe that was a precursor to what was going on there. But there was also a man swallowed into a sinkhole that buried him under a pile of rubble. This happened this week. And we had, the sidewalk under him just collapsed and he's buried under the crushed concrete. This was near Rio de Janeiro. And then we also had in Bangkok, a father and child swallowed by a terrifying sinkhole on a busy Bangkok road. And that's in India. So if you want more information about this thing that's going on around the world, it's called End Time Sinkholes. Check that out. We also had some landslides this week. We had a 1.4 million dollar mansion demolished. And this took place in Victoria over in the UK. So it's not just California, but boy, the picture is really something. You know, that's your worst nightmare. To have your property just fall into over the cliff, right?
I would not want to be the people in that house.
Right. And you know, that's just, wow. You think a cliffside view is great until the cliff falls over, right? That's not so good.
Exactly.
Don't call your real estate agent after that. You know, they don't want to take calls. Okay. They're not taking your calls. Okay, but we do have a page we call End Times Landslides. The mountains are coming down, whether it be rock slides, mudslides, avalanches, or what have you. It's incredible what we're witnessing. Get this, Dina, a mudslide knocked down about 100 to 150 tombstones at a cemetery in Wheeling, West Virginia, after storms and flooding hit the state. The caskets do not appear to be exposed, though, according to one of the volunteers who maintains the cemetery. Okay, well, that's just wow. We had 3 people killed this Tuesday after a fire and explosion occurred underground at a hydroelectric power plant. And that took place in Bologna, Italy. I hesitate to say Bologna, but I'm not sure how that's pronounced. Bologna. Oh, brother, but not to make light of what happened there. That was a serious situation. It's a hydro plant that had an explosion. And that is serious, by the way. The fact that I can't pronounce things is not serious, but you know what I'm saying. Okay, we had a 6.5 hit northern Molucca Sea in Indonesia. So we're having these earthquakes in diverse places all over the place. I saw a clip in China of a typhoon that just hit this week. They're calling it a super typhoon. And the cars were in the air spinning. And I'm not joking. I mean, that is some strong wind. I don't think people understand just how strong wind can be. Right, Dina?
Yeah, that's true. They can shake cars, houses, windows.
It's incredible. It was an incredible sight. This car was midair spinning around. And that you just can't believe. Some of the things that these typhoons and hurricanes can do and tornadoes. I want to say we had a report come out this week, March 2024, hottest on record, 10th straight record-breaking month. It was the warmest March on record and the 10th straight temperature record-breaking month, according to European Union's Copernicus Climate Change Service. And so they're saying that once again, another record was set like 10 months in a row. This has been going on. Now, Dina, I talk a lot about flooding, and there is a lot of flooding going on. But absolutely something a lot of people aren't aware of is right now, one of the world's highest cities starts rationing water for 9 million people. Okay, I'm talking about Bogota, Colombia.
Wow.
There's a new, rationing has come into effect this week. Bogota and dozens of surrounding towns have been divided into 9 different zones with domestic running water cut off for 24 hours in each zone on a rotation that will reset every 10 days. The measures will affect approximately 9 million people. Okay, it's a huge situation. The Chuza San Rafael reservoirs, part of the Chingaza system that provides 70% of the city's drinking water, are at particularly critical positions, according to local authorities. And they're saying, let's not waste a drop of water. Okay, this is really serious. Some of the reservoirs are less than 20% capacity compared to historical averages for this time of year. Now, only 1,600 miles from Bogota is Mexico City. And Mexico City, what's going on there is Mexican authorities are stopping water extraction from the reservoir that's at home to upscale lakeside community. So struggling to deal with severe drought, water authorities in central Mexico decided Tuesday to stop taking water from a rapidly emptying reservoir that is home to an upscale lakeside community. Now, the residents around the Valley de Bravo Reservoir protested about Mexico City drawing water from their lake, but the reservoir is now about three quarters empty and it's hurt tourism and real estate prices. She said they decided instead to supply Mexico City from the El Bosque Reservoir, which is relatively unpopulated and a little farther from the capital. So they're in big trouble in Mexico City. And how big? Well, Mexico City's 21 million residents are facing a severe water shortage. Local authorities have imposed water rations as reservoirs hit historic low levels. Some residents said they're going to extreme lengths to conserve the water they have. And it is the most populous city in North America. It's in the grips of severe water crisis, lingering drought. Years of low rainfall have pushed the already strained system that supplies Mexico City with running water to its limit. This is just unbelievable. I mean, one 50-year-old woman, Olga Gonzalez, who lives in the neighborhood of Coyoacan, said local officials have been using water tanker trucks to supply water to residents in the area, but there just isn't enough. Sometimes it takes 4 or 5 days for the trucks to arrive. So that's serious. And I want to mention, here's another situation a lot of people probably aren't aware of. Hawaii, one of the most important sayings is water is life, but the phrase that not only sums up what it means to exist on an island, but what it means to live. But now one of the largest of the island chain's land masses is facing a triple threat to its sole freshwater source. And if it isn't addressed soon, one community member says, we're in deep trouble. Despite being surrounded by seemingly endless ocean, fresh water on Oahu, the third largest of Hawaii's six major islands, is not easily accessible. The island relies on an underground aquifer for its water supply. Replenishing that aquifer is a decades-long process. It takes a single drop of water roughly 25 years to make it from the sky. And recent years have compounded the problem. Significant droughts, repeated jet fuel leaks, PFAS chemical spills, contaminating water systems, and all of this significantly limits available water for locals, many of whom say tourism is only worsening the situation. And for instance, just months ago, the world's largest surfing wave pool opened up on the island filled with fresh water. Okay, you know what? That just totally reminds me of what's going on in Las Vegas. I mean, they're running short on water, that whole area. In fact, all the states that are connected to the Colorado River are now in legal battles on who gets what allotment of water from the Colorado River. And Nevada is over there sucking water like crazy for all of their giant casinos out of the dams in the area. Here we have the same situation here in Hawaii, Oahu specifically. We've got droughts, tremendous droughts. We're talking about a city with 9 million people. We're talking about Oahu. We're talking about Mexico City with 21 million people that are on the brink of disaster because they don't have water. And yet we've got other places on the planet that are overloaded with water in floods. So I have to say, this is a message from God. This is a serious message from God. This is God saying, people wake up, right, Dina?
Yeah, he's not just saying it. He's shouting it.
Yeah, I would have to agree. This is enormous.
Not being quiet about it. Taking away people's water. That is part of our life. We need our water.
Right. It doesn't matter if you have a small home or if you have a multi-million dollar mansion. If you have no water, the property is worth nothing to you.
That's right.
And the situation is the same if you're in a flood zone and your situation is the opposite. So I really believe that God is sending out some serious wake-up calls for the people of this planet to focus on him. I mean, we're seeing everything. We've got super typhoons, we've got hurricanes coming, we've got tornadoes that are just ripping across the United States. We've got signs in the skies. I've talked about landslides. We've talked about all kinds of things, sinkholes all over the planet, animals dying everywhere. I mean, really, what does it take for people to wake up? I don't know. I mean, yet I would have to say that the vast majority of the church seems to be totally asleep. And I think this is really a terrible statement about where we are, the Christian community around the world. The churches are not talking about this on their pulpits and at their podiums, and it's a disgrace. Don't you agree, Dina?
I completely agree. You don't hear about this in churches. I mean, you do, but it's very, very rare. And it's usually the churches that are online that are talking about this. I remember one time I went to a church, it was a long time ago, well, about 3 years ago. And I asked them, I was inquiring about the church. And in that process, I was asking them, well, what do you guys teach? Do you teach about Revelation? The mark of the beast. And, I was just, listing off all of these prophetic events that are in the process of happening right now. And they said, no, they don't want to scare the congregation. So, no, they're not talking about it, Susan.
Well, this is the way it works. If they don't warn the people, they're going to have blood on their hands. And that's, from the Bible. And this is really a challenge for the listeners. Go over to our Facebook page group, which is End Times Landslides, End Times Signs in the Skies, End Times Floods, End Times Sinkholes, End Times Pestilence, all of the ones we've mentioned before. And then take this video and those web links over to your pastors, your ministry, and show them what's going on. The thing about what we do is you can't deny what's going on. The pictures don't lie. And so that's what's so significant about what we're trying to do here is we're trying to show people the reality. The videos and the pictures don't lie. Something is going on around the planet, and it's time to wake up and understand that this is Bible prophecy, and this is not going to stop. And it doesn't matter who you vote for. There is no politician that can stop all this flooding or all these droughts or all these animals dying. This is not a political thing. This is absolutely a get on your knees, get right before the Lord Jesus thing. Okay. And that's what I have to say about it. And, really, everyone will stand before the Lord and give an account of their life. And you won't stand there with your pastor or a family member that you know to be close to the Lord. You yourself will do this. And so it doesn't matter what walk of life you're from. It doesn't matter if you're a CEO of a major corporation or if you are someone who has a job working in a school. It just doesn't matter. Everybody will face the Lord and give an account of their life. And that day is coming sooner than later. And so I recommend that you take time out of your busy schedule and get your priorities in order. Get to know the Lord, surrender to Him, repent of your sin, ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit, ask for your will to be exchanged for the will of the Father. If you want information on that, go to Matthew 7, verses 21 through 23, and it will tell you right there that you need to be in the will of the Father. And you need to know Jesus as a personal close friend. And that is absolutely imperative. Get washed in the word of the Bible. The Bible says we are washed by the water of the word. And so we have to continue. We have to be disciples of the Lord. The word disciple comes from the word, is derived from the word discipline. And so we have to be disciplined. Basically, if we aren't, then the devil's going to take advantage of our lack of knowledge. And that's very dangerous because he will do that. he will take advantage of what you don't know in that book. And so it's very important that you stay in the book, not because it's extra work or anything you have to do. It's for your own good, because you have an enemy that wants to take you out. And that's just the reality. And so really, we don't know what tomorrow holds, any of us, but we do have Jesus working for us if we just surrender ourselves to him and profession to salvation. And that means share your decision for Jesus with other people. And so, Dina, I think let's call it a week and we'll see what happens in the next 7 days. But I think we've had a very busy week. What do you say?
We've had a very busy week, very busy. But so is, you know, our life in the world of prophecy. And I agree with you completely, Susan. Now is the time to get your lives in order. Now is the time to completely surrender to Jesus before it's too late. And I'm going to leave it right there because, Susan, you said plenty. So with all of that said, I want to say thank you to everybody who has tuned in to this show today. We love you so much and we want to hear from you. So please do leave your comments below this video. Susan, thank you for sharing all of these headlines with us and working so hard to bring this to us. We really do appreciate it. If you'd like to find this video, you can go to Susan's YouTube channel, Marriage Supper of the Lamb Ministries, as well as my channel, Dina Amelia Calmetta. We're also on BitChute and Rumble as Jesus 24/7. We're also in podcast in Google, Apple, and Spotify. You could find us on Twitter and also on Facebook. Susan, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I especially want to thank you, Dina, because you have so much hard work that you do on this project every week. And we so appreciate your involvement and support and what you do to help. But I also want to mention that we do have a lot of resource materials. We've got Bible projects on Revelation, Daniel, and Song of Solomon. We'd like to keep promoting because we get a lot of great feedback on those video series. We also have a webpage full of free books and free videos and Facebook links and other links that you can check out. And we also have a supporting community group we call Rapture Is Very Soon. And more than just rapture, we talk about how you can be ready for the Lord's coming, which makes you ready for almost anything in this life, by the way. So check that out. It's called Rapture Is Very Soon on Facebook. We just added 1,000 people recently. So we're up to 173,000 people now. And we'd love to have you over there. I think it's a really great group of people. So check that out and we'll see you soon next week, 7 days, God willing. Right, Dina?
That's right. Or if he should tarry, maybe he'll come this week. Hey, you never know, you guys. You never know. All right, everybody. Thank you so much again for tuning in. Thank you, Susan. And we look forward to bringing you the news in 7 days. God bless and stay safe, everybody.